The government warns that ethical investing can be unethical. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, we're watching the price of that commodity that flows through so much of the modern world, crude oil. The benchmark price in New York crossed above $70 a barrel today, has been this high since 2014. A person could have gone to a four-year college and done their freshman, sophomore, junior, and just wrapping up their senior year and never have experienced oil quite this high. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is following this and joins me live. Kimberly, what's driving this?
So, David, there's a lot of things that go into oil prices, but one big factor for the current situation is a political one. Oil markets are really worried about this week's deadline for President Trump to decide whether he's going to reauthorize the Iran nuclear deal and the sanctions waivers that came with it. The president has given a lot of indication he won't renew that deal, and if those sanctions kick back in, it could drastically reduce Iran's oil exports. Reduced supply in the global market means higher prices.
But not just the Iran deal, not just policy. What else is driving this?
You know, there are real problems with infrastructure and capacity at play. Venezuela is the example lots of people are using. Reuters reports the country's oil output has been cut in half since the early 2000s, mainly because of a lack of investment in the industry. And the U.S. oil company ConocoPhillips is set to take over some of the assets from Venezuela's state-owned oil company, which could reduce the country's output even more.
Right, but I'm looking at domestic U.S. production way up. We just hit a new weekly record of more than 10.5 million barrels a day.
Right, and that increased production is helping tamp down prices, but there's just a lot of other factors working in the opposite direction. Another thing to keep in mind for gas prices in particular here in the U.S. is that with the summer coming, refineries are switching to a different grade of fuel that produces less pollution, but it is more expensive.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you. There is news also that the retail price of a gallon of unleaded in America is up for the 10th straight week. It's approaching $3 a gallon. That's an average. It's a lot more expensive in places like Northern California. Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up 0.3% for the Dow and S&P future, up 0.6% for the NASDAQ future. This has been a warning to people who run company retirement plans. The Trump administration is apparently leery about including social, environmental, or corporate governance factors when deciding which companies in which to invest. The Labor Department suggests that considering values other than traditional measures like profits and losses when running a retirement plan could be a violation of a company's fiduciary responsibility. I ran this past Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, David?
Wait, social investment in the crosshairs of the Labor Department here?
That's right. ESG, that's the jargon term that it goes by, environmental, social, governance. The Labor Department came out with this warning, this caution, that this may not be appropriate for people in retirement savings plans because you're promoting collateral social policy goals, and that could sacrifice returns.
This is a big thing, though. I mean, it's not just a progressive, I really care about the earth thing. ESG also is embraced by some religious conservatives who don't want alcohol, gaming, or family planning companies in their portfolios.
You know, back in the 80s and the 90s, it used to be called ethical investing, socially responsible investing. Now we use the term ESG. And you talk to this grizzled Wall Street veteran and they just growl that it doesn't make sense to try and do good and make money. You know, and the classic example they'd always throw out there, you don't like smoking? Don't like tobacco stocks? But they pay a high dividend. So invest in tobacco stocks and then take your profits and give that the charity, a smoking cessation program or something like that.
Yeah, well, the people who didn't like nuclear power because as part of their personal values, they worried about that, pulled those companies out of their portfolios and probably did okay.
That's right. And here's the thing. The grizzled Wall Street veterans were wrong. You can kind of boil it down to this way. So you are a firm, a company that takes the environment seriously. You take society seriously and your workers seriously, and you have good corporate governance. Well, guess what? Over the long haul, that's probably going to be a good investment.
Now, to be fair, the Labor Department did not outlaw putting social screens into a portfolio. This is what it said, quote, "It does not ineluctably follow from the fact that investment promotes ESG factors or that it arguably promotes positive general market trends, et cetera, that an investment is a prudent choice for retirement." I had to look up ineluctably.
I was just going to say, I'm most impressed by the fact that you could say that.
Yeah. It means it's not an inescapable conclusion. It can be resisted. So there's a little bit of tentativeness. In other words, Labor Department seems to be saying, don't just assume that a company that embraces certain values is good for a retirement plan.
All right. Here's the thing. Billions and billions and billions of dollars is flowing into ESG funds. There's no financial penalty for going that route. And more employees want this option in their plan. And guess what? The market works. Employers are going to respond to what their employees want.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Now, that same note from the Labor Department also warned retirement investors under what's called the ERISA law that spending too much time and money on pushing for companies to clean up their acts, shareholder activism, might also be a violation of their fiduciary responsibility. We'll continue to cover this from many angles. Big story. Let me know what you think by tweeting us at Marketplace. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.